In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Doug Kirsch, Gators out today. It is the Kirsch and Anderson radio program, 248-539-9797. Taking your champ and chump votes on a Monday, as we usually do. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? I got a lot of phone calls and feedback coming in. Let's get to some of the feedback. Thanks for all your texts at 248-539-9797. John of Lake Orion says, champ the Pistons, back-to-back wins, and a full LCA. Chump FIFA, the World Cup draw was a politicized disgrace. I don't know why. Maybe somebody can explain it. But I just kind of had it on the background Friday when we were doing the show. Pistons, very champ-worthy. I got so mad about Tuesday's loss at Milwaukee. I was unreasonably upset for regular season game 23 of the regular season. I'm out here mad as hell that they lost that game to Milwaukee. But when Giannis goes down early, I'm thinking, okay, well, here's another win, and they managed to find a way to build an 18-point lead and lose it. Champ the Packers for beating the Bears. Still, though, boo Packers. Chump Notre Dame for not being in a conference. Get left out of the playoff, and they deserve it. That's from Max in Bath. And I think if Notre Dame's in the ACC, they probably win the damn thing, and this is one of the first times that the path to the playoff did not – they got hurt from their independent status, in my opinion. There's no guarantees that they would have gone 7-1 in the ACC, but they played six ACC opponents and went 5-1, the only loss being to Miami. Two more wins in that conference, and guess what? They would have been in the ACC title game, and I think they would have rolled. The champ is the Packers for taking care of what they need to take care of. The chump is Michigan State basketball. We are such a bad team offensively. Well, they were on that day. Especially in crunch time, Duke's really good. Duke's really, really good. And, you play those games early in the season because you hope they help you later in the season. Well, let's go to Joe and Grosseal. You're on 97.1. Hello, Joe.
Hey, my champ is Kurt Cignetti in Indiana. Mm-hmm. And the chump is the commenter in the Detroit News who called you a U of M windbag for thinking the Texas-Michigan game would be a good idea for the extra practices, and also that will be one of the top-rated bowl games of all games, including playoff games. So,
interesting. I haven't even mentioned Michigan, Texas, so I don't know what they're talking about. But look, I mean, these are exhibition games, and in many ways, they've evolved into preseason games for next year. That you can do some things and try some things that you want to take a look at for the following season. So, Joe, you do these jobs, people are going to bitch about you no matter what you do or what you say. So I'm not too worried about it. But so you don't have to defend me. But I will tell you, if you don't want to watch, don't watch. Like, nobody's forcing people to sit down and watch these games. The extra practices, especially when you have a young team, can be really, really helpful. And if somebody out there doesn't care about the game, here's a thought. Watch something else. Or do something else, right?
I totally agree. I just think it's somebody who wanted to find a reason to gripe about either Michigan or the ticket.
Joe, trust me. You do these shows, you do this job long enough, you can always find. If you want to find someone who's really, really mad at you, you don't have to look really hard. And that's part of the business. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Grand Rapids and talk to Bob. You are next. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Doug. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm going to agree with you. I'll take St. Brown as my champ for the weekend. Mm-hmm. What a gritty performance by him with that. I've had ankle sprains through basketball, and they're no joke.
Yeah.
And I'm going to chump the committee because I just think this whole playoff system is flawed. And I agree with you. Why are you going to televise it every week by week and put Notre Dame ahead of Miami and then right at the last minute pull them out? But you're going to have to help me with this. I think there's a solution for this. And in Michigan high school playoffs, which I know you follow, we have 8 divisions for college for football, and that's based on class size. We just need to add one more set of playoffs, and this can all be solved because nobody wants to watch Tulane and James Madison get their butt kicked when teams like BYU and Vanderbilt and some others deserve to be in the playoff over them. Now, all you have to do is in the Mid-American Conference, none of these teams ever have a chance to win the national championship, even if they make it. They don't. So we've already got FCS subdivision playoffs. We got D1, we've got D2, and we've got the college football playoffs. You just need to add a 5th one for those teams that are in the middle between FCS and the big boys.
You're talking about the group of 6. You think that the Mountain West, the Sun Belt, the MAC, Conference USA, the American, and which one am I forgetting? There's one.
I don't know, but yeah. I think it would work. And no, I don't think they would probably agree with it, but if you put enough money to it, maybe they would. I just don't know. These teams, we don't want to see look, they might win one game in these playoffs if they get hot and they get some turnovers, but they're never going to win 2. They're never going to win the whole thing. And we do it in high school. I'm sure every state in this country has their high school broken up into divisions. We can add one more, and these teams can play for a championship.
So, Bob, here's a great question. And let's face it, we've got Western, Central, and Eastern fans in this state. And so if you are a fan of one of those schools, I'm intrigued to know what they think of Bob's proposal. Would you prefer that there were a group of 5 playoff that was your postseason? You could still be, you know, at the same level, but you would have to be either you qualify without a guaranteed spot as an at-large for the big boy playoff. So you still have the chance to get in that if you are ranked in the top 12. The teams that got in this year didn't get in because they were amongst the 5 highest ranked conference champions. Tulane is ranked 20th. James Madison's ranked 24th. So if you qualify on your own, basically as an at-large for one of the top 12 spots, you're in. If not, there's a group of 5 playoff, which will include the MAC champion. I would love to see, I would enjoy watching a MAC champion play in a playoff. Honestly, if it's one of our directional schools with something to play for, a group of 5 championship, it's not a bad idea. Now, you didn't mention, you said nobody wants to see him. If Tulane is good enough, if James Madison is good enough, if North Texas or Eastern or whomever is good enough, and they catch lightning in a bottle and become the Indiana of the group of 5 and qualify on their own, great. If not, a group of 5 championship.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day 1 for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Intrigued if fans of the directional schools in this state would be in favor of that. That you're not really included unless you're in the top 12. Because right now, remember, it's the five highest rated conference champions. There's four big boys. Then there's a group of five. And so the four big boys, you always expect, and this year it was different because the ACC didn't have a qualifying team, that weren't one of the five highest rated conference champions, right? Their conference champion was outside the top 25. So that opened up the door for a second group of five team, which meant the Sun Belt and James Madison got in. The American Tulane was, you know, would have normally been the fifth had the ACC had a qualifying team. But hey, I don't hate that idea. 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.